Hare Krishna. We have a sort of series of questions here from Sadhu Priya. I'm going to start with the first one, which is a good place to start. But before I do, just apologies for yesterday's announcement that today is Nittai Trayodasi. It isn't. Tomorrow is. But somehow or another, on my official Hungarian calendar and my computer, it says today. So I hope that didn't cause any confusion with anyone. So here's the first question. Krishna sees our future. So since Krishna sees our future, does he give us karma for our future activities? And the answer is no. Karma, it works for one's past. Of course, for materialistic people, karma is managed by material nature. And for surrendered Vaishnavas, then Krishna takes control of their karma. Moksha shami mashuchava. That said, it is a fact that we have desires, and when Krishna sees that our desires will lead us to a certain type of activity that's unfavorable for our devotional service, Krishna will fulfill those material desires, because that's the nature of bhakti, is that it fulfills your desires, but in such a way that we won't desire those things anymore, and that will give them up. Atito yam punaratito yata svayam vidate bhajatam manichadam vichabhitanam nijapada palavam. This is found in the fifth canto in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, the next question, he asks, who are the forefathers? And are we the forefathers? The forefathers are the ones who came before us. That's why it's called forefathers. In other words, our parents, grandparents, you can say relatives in many directions, but most generally our parents, and the duty of children, one of the duty of children, that's why it's called putra. Putra. Put means hell. So forefathers, if there haven't been Vaishnavas who attained perfection, then one, there's different types of sacrifice offerings that are made to elevate, in the case of sinful people, elevate them from hell if for some reason they're there, or give them opportunity to go to heavenly planets, to become freed from their sinful reactions. This is often done in Gaia. So those are the forefathers, considered to be an important element in Vedic culture. By that I mean non-devotional Vedic culture, although even devotees like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may be seen to be doing that putra. Okay, then Bharat Maharaj is asking about Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj became attached to a deer. So is the and took birth as a deer, and then Jadbara. So is this lila there to show us that we have to throw out all material desires, or that Jad Bharat engage material desires in Krishna's service, or sense objects in Krishna's service, as in Yukta Vairagya? Had Bharat Maharaj engaged the deer in Krishna's service, then he wouldn't have been in that predicament. No, that's not the purpose of that lila or pastime. The deer is given there because it's really not something that is of great service value to Krishna, or something that can practically engage at a distance from civilization, living in the Himalayas. So the whole point is that just the very superficial nature of attachment to a deer, that can happen if one is not careful in the performance of one's sadhana or one's spiritual activities. That was the example that Bharat Maharaj set for us, sadhu sabadhan, that we should be very careful because we can very easily become distracted, even at an advanced stage of devotional service. And Bharat Maharaj was at a very advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, and yet still this thing happened to him. So that's a warning for us. And in regards to just this word he says about throwing out material attachments, devotees know well that material attachments cannot be thrown out. People become purified. You can become purified of material attachments, but you cannot just reject or material attachments or just throw them. Either one is practices Krishna consciousness as a grihastha or as a sannyasi, depending upon their nature and how that ashrams are, or what ashrams they're best suited for. But ultimately, the process for all devotees in every ashram is the same, and it's chaitodarpana marjana, and it's to cleanse the heart. Excuse me if I sound like I'm not paying attention. I'm just working on Radha Damodar's jewelry here. And it's cleansing the mirror of the heart. Bharat Maharaj was already had already given up the world, so he'd already sort of renounced things, and yet still he became attached. So that risk is always there, and we should be very careful not to fall prey to it. And this is not an issue of Yukta Vairagya. This is an issue of Savadam, Sadhu Savadam, of being very careful, very attentive in the discharge of devotional service. Okay, and his last question was, how and why do we share other people's karma in this world, such as when it's said that we share a cook's consciousness? In other words, when someone is cooking, and then therefore we have to, if we're not a good consciousness, we have to get their karma, and so on. Here the answer is that the material world is a place of karma. The mere fact that we come into this material world means that we suffer so many different types of interaction, and that interaction may be very gross, such as people sharing their lives together, and it may be very subtle. It may be that people that we don't even know. Just like right now, we're here in Udupi on the edge of a city. It's a city because And it's such a different atmosphere being out here than being in a city. Why is the atmosphere different? Well, it's different because people themselves are different. Because people have their karma, their passionate and ignorant karma in city life, therefore they also draw with them the passion and the mode and the mode of ignorance, whereas out here the natural atmosphere is much more sattvic, and therefore it's much easier, it's more natural for us to be in the mode of goodness and to feel the benefit of that. Whereas as soon as we go into the city, then we also become inundated with that passion and ignorance, and it also affects our consciousness, our lifestyle, and thus for conditioned souls, our ability to practice Krishna consciousness. So we're in this material world because of our desire, and why are we suffering here? Because it was our own choice, and we're getting the results of our own activities. And that's it for today. Happy Nirjana Nanda Trayodashi tomorrow. Hare Krishna.